Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of the final show of the year. Don't worry, we'll be back with you next Saturday to kick off a brand new one as the political cesspool is like the Energizer Bunny. We just keep going and going and going. 8 years now as we turn the corner to 2013. We will break dawn on the 9th. What will be the 9th? I tell you what, we've stood the test of time that a lot of people can't do and have proven incapable of doing. James Edwards, Keith Alexander with you. Coming from our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AMFM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We will be talking about the year that was, 2012, during the third and final hour, coming up in about an hour here on TPC this evening. I was going through every article that's been published on our website this year, going through and remembering all that happened and what we've been through over the course of the last 12 months. And it was absolutely fascinating to go back to January 1st of 2012 and just scroll through all the articles to see what we were doing and what we were talking about, and then pick from that a top 10. And it was hard to do. It was hard to pare it down. We will be publishing the top 10 list on Monday at thepoliticalcesspool.org, but you will hear it tonight for the first time. A little bit. But first, Keith, I know you wanted to cap some of the talking points we were making during the first hour before we get to some news stories this hour.
Yeah, let's put a cap on that first hour because I thought it was pretty good. Here's what we were talking about. We're talking about attacks on Christianity by the left, by the media, by people like Piers Morgan. And in particular, Piers Morgan was focused on the denunciations of homosexuality that are in the Bible. But, you know, the part of the Bible where most of those denunciations are found is called the Torah, which is part of the holy text not only of the Bible, but of the Quran, and also of the Jewish holy book, the Talmud. So consequently, what is it about, you know, why is there this selective denunciation of Christians and their holy text, the Bible, when they totally ignore the fact that these same denunciations or very similar denunciations are found in the holy book of Islam and the holy book of Judaism? Well, it's quite obvious, again, what it is. One is, I doubt that Piers Morgan would want to say anything negative about either the Jews or Muslims. The Muslims would probably issue a fatwa against him, and he'd have, he'd be in danger of losing his life. And the Jews, of course, would apply their shrill denunciations of anti-Semitism against him, and he would no longer be on the airways. See, Christians and the other thing, the 800-pound gorilla on the sofa in the room, is Christianity is the religion primarily of white Gentiles. This is the universal pincushion. This is the universal punching bag of everybody on the left. And we're the people they really want to bring down. They really don't want to bring down Jews. In fact, Jews are behind most of these denunciations of Christianity. Also, they're, Muslims aren't their primary target because they are third world people. They, for the most part, what they want is to take us down. And we need to recognize this as a personal racial attack, and not just an attack on religion. If it were an attack on religion, there would be an equal attack on Islam and Judaism, but there never is.
All right, moving along. A lot of side stories still developing as a result of the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Tennessee leading the way, though. Leave it to a southern state to offer a sensible response to the tragedy in Connecticut. Tennessee is seriously considering training and arming school teachers to protect against further school shootings. The story reads that Tennessee has emerged this week as a center of the answer is more guns in school sentiment following the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school shooting. A member of the Republican-controlled legislature plans during its upcoming session to introduce a bill that would allow the state to pay for armed teachers in classrooms so potential shooters don't know who has a gun and who doesn't. These would be secretly armed teachers. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam has said that the idea will be part of his discussions about how to prevent a shooting like the one in Newtown from happening here in the Volunteer State. So again, Keith, Tennessee, a state that has produced true American heroes like Davy Crockett, Nathan Bedford Forrest, and Andrew Jackson, is still leading the way on a very important issue.
And again, this shows the difference of between day and night that exists between red state America, of which Tennessee is part, and blue state America, of which Connecticut is a part. This is the common sense approach that would not infringe upon the right to keep and bear arms, and therefore would not offend or violate the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And of course, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, were originally intended only to prohibit federal governmental action, but due to the ingenuity of Jewish liberals like Felix Frankfurter, they used the incorporation clause of the 14th Amendment so that it not only prohibits the federal government, but also state and local governments. So consequently, the Tennessee, what is happening here is, again, common sense prevailing. This just brings into sharper focus the need for secession. We need not to be commissared, and we don't need to be ruled from afar by people that look upon us with disdain and disgust and have no appreciation for the Constitution they live under along with us. We need to be able to be true to the Constitution when these people are going to violate it with impunity because they're liberals.
And we've talked about this over the course of the last couple of weeks since the shooting occurred. Guns are the last of the reasons why this happened. In fact, they're no reason at all. The fact that perhaps there weren't enough guns around in a very restrictive state like Connecticut certainly played a role. But the biggest is the fact that all of these shooters are on mind-altering drugs. They're nut jobs. The media is going to make celebrities out of them, which certainly resonates to people who are outside of circles of friends and are outcasts. And then, of course, this country continues to remove God from schools, and the results are, as I said in the first hour, predictable. But another story is that one of the parents of a surviving student at that school is suing the state of Connecticut for $100 million. And they actually made mention of it during the commercials at the top of the hour when we go to the national news here on Liberty News Radio. So the parents are suing the state of Connecticut for $100 million. And this is, again, their child lived through this. It's the first lawsuit that's been filed against the state in the wake of this occurrence. What are they suing the state of Connecticut for? They're saying the state of Connecticut didn't do enough to make the schools safe. Well, Connecticut has the most stringent gun control laws in the country. What do they want them to do? Post more signs on the schoolhouse door saying this is a gun-free zone? They certainly aren't saying they should have armed the school. So what did these parents want the state to do? We'll be back and get Keith's opinion on that and take a call right after this. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. James Edwards and Keith Alexander here in the political cesspool with you. And before the break, we were talking about the fact that Tennessee has responded to the shooting in Connecticut with a very sensible proposed piece of legislation, whereas in Connecticut, they just want more gun control, even though they are the state where the likelihood of you owning a gun is the most unlikely. They have the most stringent gun control laws already on the books. Connecticut does. And so the parents of a student who survived the shooting is suing the state for $100 million. And of course, they say it's not about the money. It's not about the money. They're only suing for $100 million, but it's not about the money. It's about making the schools safer. Well, being in Connecticut, I doubt that these parents, particularly being the first to sue the state, are going to be right-thinking people in Connecticut with regards to the Second Amendment. So what are they wanting the state to do, Keith? And then we're going to take a call.
Well, I think you need to remember one thing about the left, and that they have learned early on with the Brown versus Board of Education decision that lawsuits are an important weapon in their arsenal to force societal change. If the Brown decision had failed, I don't think we'd be plagued by all of these lawsuits brought for political reasons, brought for the purpose of changing laws. But how ironic that the capital of gun control, Connecticut, is exactly where one of these horrors happened, where somebody uses a gun to mow down innocent children. Well, they do this specific. It's not counterintuitive at all. When you prohibit guns, a gunman knows that they're not going to encounter any armed resistance. So it emboldens rather than deters gun crime. You know, at the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, there were a number of other movie complexes between the perpetrator's home and the movie complex where he actually did his dastardly deed. But he ignored all of those, and he went to the one movie complex in the area that had a no-guns policy. So that should tell you, if you want to make yourself a target for gun violence, declare your community business or your theater a no-gun zone.
And now we'll go to our very patient caller in Arkansas. Tim, you're on the line with James and Keith.
Keith and James, how are you today?
Oh, we can't be doing better, buddy. We can't be doing better.
Well, that's great, man. Well, I had to call and give my 2 cents, man. You know me. I'm a bad penny. I just keep turning up.
Hey, it's your dime, your dance for to keep with the money talk.
Listen, a couple of things here. I don't know. Did you hear Piers Morgan? I know Keith was giving him Hades there about some of the things that he said. Did you hear the interview he did with Larry Pratt where he called him an incredibly stupid man and
you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Tim, because I'd intended to do that originally. You heard him with Rick Warren saying, you know, we need to have civil debates. We need to, you know, stay away from name calling. Yet there he was calling Larry Pratt, who has been a guest on this show and is a regular guest on Sam Bushman's show, berating him.
Yeah, really. Well, and here's the thing. What he suggested was, and the reason this gets back to David Gregory, okay, who was on
right.
Face of the Nation or whatever, you know, pablum show he's in charge of. Holding up some magazines. He got in trouble even for having those magazines.
That's actually the very next story that we are going to be talking about tonight. So go ahead and give the audience the skinny on that.
Well, he was holding up these two magazines that, you know, nobody should have, and he got in trouble because he was in D.C. and he had them.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, if that's not Orwellian state slapping itself in the face, I don't know what is.
It's poetic justice is what it is.
That's exactly right. But anyway, this all gets back to the hypocrisy of the left. The Sidwell Friends School, where David Gregory sends his children.
Yep, yep.
As 11 armed security guards.
You are really hitting all of my points, man. It's as if you're reading my notes.
Sorry,
yeah, Keith wants
that.
To comment on that. That's a very good comment,
your
Tim.
Show, man.
And see, that's also where President Obama, I believe, sends his children. It was where Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton sent their daughter Chelsea.
Yeah, they have to protect their kids, but the hell with you. And of course, that's what this whole thing has come down to. Another thing is, and you and I had this conversation earlier, Keith. And that would be to get maybe Kevin McDonald to talk about these psychogens that they're putting these boys on, mostly to subdue their male absurdities, which is what a lot of these drugs do. And I think you know, a lot of this depression and a lot of these problems are caused, you know, I hate to say it, but by not living a Christian life, okay?
Well, and also it's not letting boys be boys and girls be girls. We've said before that one of the big problems...
Because of, you know, the mom has two or three boyfriends, and you know, and this kind of carnage results. And so what happens is, instead of having a situation where, you know, the man himself is a guarded and emotionally... responsible person, what you have is all these irresponsible people, and the government trying to react to that, to create more laws to solve the problems that they created in the first place because they undermined the foundations of law and order.
Well, let me just tell you this, Tim. Apparently Adam Lanza's father was missing in action, too, and this is just another single mom situation or single parent situation that shows you that that's not the best parenting model out there. Furthermore, you're right on target. You've hit the nail on the head. All of these drugs that they give children like Ritalin and whatnot are primarily focused upon male children, and they are basically intended to emasculate them, which is what liberals want to do generally. They prefer feminized men and masculinized women, if you haven't noticed that. And when the children refuse to go along, they drug them into submission.
I think that's exactly right. Well, at some point, I know you're an expert on a lot of things. Maybe we can get an expert psychologist to come on and maybe discuss some of those things.
I tell you what, you know, over the course of December, we've been keeping a lot of the show to ourselves, eschewing any guests. We've been playing some music and having some fun and enjoying the holidays and still, of course, infusing into the show our standard fare. But we are making a point to get some of the regular guests back on the show beginning the first week of January, which will be next week. Kevin McDonald will be at the top of the list.
I think that I think that's an excellent suggestion. I'm sure that he'll have some insight on that. I mean, I think you see it all the time, probably in family court and other things like that, Keith, in your profession, because I think lawyers, you know, are responsible for sort of becoming experts at everything, because you know their profession touches so many facets of people's lives. But you get somebody that's actually involved in psychology, you know, talking about this a little bit, maybe it'll. Well, you know, here's the thing. Fox News will have to follow you guys because they do anyway.
Well, you know, one thing I can tell you about being a lawyer, you've got a front row seat on the dissolution of American society in general and American and the American family in particular.
Well, there you go. Listen, God bless you fellas. I'm going to hang up. And like I said, James, I didn't mean to blow your show there, but...
No, you haven't at all. This is Keith, and call any time, and that goes for all of our other listeners out there. We don't consider it an imposition, as you've found out by listening to Tim. Oftentimes, you know, you get better commentary from the callers and the listeners to this show than you get from the host, because we always maintain that we have the most intelligent listenership of any talk show in America, and Tim proves it. Thanks.
He absolutely did.
Good day, sir. Bye.
And when we come back from this break, we're going to be giving you the rest of the story to the story that he basically broke for us tonight on the show. NBC's David Gregory is being investigated for illegally holding an ammunition magazine. Stay tuned. This is a great one.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, and that last segment, our very astute and intelligent caller, Tim, in Arkansas, made mention of the fact that NBC's David Gregory is being investigated for possessing an illegal ammunition magazine. So it's illegal in Washington, D.C., at least. The two words that I immediately came to were poetic justice. And here's the story. An NBC News anchor may be charged with violating Washington, D.C. gun control laws while he was demanding for more gun control on television. During an anti-gun tirade on Meet the Press, NBC's David Gregory held up a 30-round magazine cartridge. These magazines are banned in Washington, D.C., where the show was filmed. D.C. police say they are considering charging Gregory with a crime. Gregory's gun control tirade backfired in two major ways. First, he was exposed as a hypocrite because, as Tim mentioned, he sends his own children to a school that already has armed guards. Second, he demonstrated that his own proposed ban for increased gun control on high-capacity magazines would not work, since it was so easy for him to get one and violate the existing magazine ban himself. And it should be mentioned, Keith, that NBC actually requested permission from local law enforcement in D.C. to show the 30-round magazine on Meet the Press and were denied permission, and they did it anyway. So that kind of adds to it. But double standards and hypocrisy have never concerned the left, of course, but it's nice to see that one of their mouthpieces are finally catching a little heat for it.
Well, I don't find it surprising at all. After all, David Gregory is a white male. He could be a son of Israel, but he at least plays the part of a white male, and he looks like one. So consequently, he is an intended victim of the left. What this reminds me of are these Stalinist show trials that took place in the 1930s Soviet Union, in which people would be accused of crimes against the state, and they would pledge their undying loyalty to the revolution as they were dragged away to face a firing squad. I guess that's what they have in mind for Mr. Gregory.
Well, speaking of white males and the discrimination that they certainly are the recipients of, and I'm not saying that this applies in the case of Gregory, but here's an interesting story. This is a complete departure of what we've been talking about previously this hour, but you might not have known, Keith, you will know because we talked about it in the green room before the show started tonight, that a certain player in the NFL broke the all-time single-season record for catches by a tight end. ESPN is wondering aloud in a column at ESPN.com why the national media didn't make more of this incredible accomplishment. Here's what the story reads. From ESPN.com, the author writes, "I wonder if anyone has set an NFL all-time record as quietly as Jason Witten set it on Sunday. With his final catch, he set an NFL record for catches by a tight end in a season with 103. Tony Gonzalez had 102 for Kansas City in 2004. Because it came in overtime, and given the magnitude of the game that the Cowboys were playing, there was a brief mention of the accomplishment on the digital scoreboard, but that was it. Counter that with Detroit's Calvin Johnson breaking Jerry Rice's record for receiving yards in a season, in which he was able to hand the ball to his dad, and the crowd was able to make a big acknowledgement of the feat. Witten simply flipped the ball to the official and went back to work. The mark deserved more acclaim in the days that followed. Not that Witten cared for any of the attention. It is, however, interesting to note. For all the attention the Cowboys get nationally, keep in mind this is a player on the Dallas Cowboys, one of their stars, of course, it goes without saying because he just set an all-time NFL record, not a franchise record for the Cowboys, but an NFL record, a league record. For all the attention the Dallas Cowboys get nationally, somehow Witten has seemed to fall between the big headlines. So here is ESPN.com, Keith, wondering why Jason Witten didn't get more praise and recognition from the mainstream media for setting this record. And there is a very simple reason why he didn't get the attention he deserved. Keith, can you figure it out?
Yes, indeed. Having a PhD in racial consciousness, which is what you will get if you listen to the political cesspool with regularity, we know the answer without even thinking. The answer is Jason Witten is white. He went to the University of Tennessee in that hated zone known as Red State America. And as a result, and furthermore, he was criticized by that great paragon of athleticism and virtue, Terrell Owens, the bad boy receiver who bounced from one NFL team to another and saw his career reach a premature end because he was such a chronic malcontent. Well, he complained that Tony Romo was throwing to Jason Witten too much. Well, Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, throws to Jason Witten for a reason. One, he catches the ball, and two, he's reliable, and three, he's not a disruption in the locker room the way that Terrell Owens was. So consequently, Witten had three strikes against him. He was white, he was reliable, and he was from Red State America. And fourth, to add a cherry on top, he actually had a run-in. He didn't have the run-in. The black player, Terrell Owens, had the run-in with him, complaining that he was favored for catching. Well, even when Terrell Owens is long gone, Tony Romo still throws to him. But again, we're not supposed to celebrate white players or white people achieving anything in black-run America today. What you're supposed to celebrate is somebody like, I believe you said, Tony Gonzalez of the Boston Patriots, or the New England Patriots now they call them, set the previous record of 102. That was much ballyhoo because, of course, with that last name, he's a Hispanic. And he's important. It's important that he's a Hispanic because as a Hispanic, it is presumed that he is not white. So therefore, the accomplishments of any non-white person are to be ballyhooed from the highest mountain. But on the other hand, anything accomplished by a white person is no count and needs to be disregarded, if not denounced.
You know, and this isn't a black versus white thing, except for the fact that it shouldn't be, but it is. Witten is the intended target of reverse racism, if you would call it that, or really the only racism that exists anymore. But if anyone sets an all-time record in the NFL, it should be celebrated. I mean, this is a very big feat if you follow sports, and it doesn't matter who they are. They should get the recognition that they earned. And he didn't, and it's because whites are not supposed to be good at sports. That's one of the things that political correctness teaches us. Whites are supposed to be inferior in athletics to their non-white contemporaries. And the fact that, you know, and with the Dallas Cowboys too, Keith, if a third stringer on Dallas crosses the street, it's front page news everywhere because that's just the kind of team. It's like the Los Angeles Lakers or the New York Yankees. Anything a Dallas player does makes news no matter what it is. So something like this should have certainly made news. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are bigger than most starters in the NBA or Major League Baseball. This should have been news.
They call them America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and not for nothing. When a taxi squad player gets killed in a drunken accident, that dominated the headlines in the sports pages for over a week and more than that. But consequently, when a white player does something positive, that's going to be buried in the memory hole, the Orwellian memory hole. So, see, this is what happens in black-run America today. And like you said, it shouldn't be the way it is. But quite frankly, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, America. Eddie has just come in, and he's smelling the coffee. I tell you that. And let me tell you, he's got his hunting cap on. He's been out in the Badlands today firing away, exercising his Second Amendment rights, no doubt. But this is what we need to be. We need to, believe me, if some black player had achieved a milestone and the media ignored that, we'd be hearing from everybody from Spike Lee to Stephen A. Smith denouncing the media as racist. On the other hand, they know they can get away with ignoring or putting down white people generally, and there's no price to be paid. They know that if they, for example, say something that offends Muslims, that the Muslims will issue a fatwa. They know that if they say something that offends a Jew, or Jews generally, that their career in the media will be ruined. They know that the safe target is white people, particularly white males, and that's why you constantly see white males portrayed as dummies, doofuses, and feminized men in all the commercials that you see. This is right according to the text, James.
You know what's sick is that the man that joined the women's basketball team at that Santa Clara Community College got more press this week than Jason Witten. And as I said, if he had been a black guy or whomever, whatever, and set the record, he should have gotten his just due. And he should also get it, in this case, with him being white. And that's
all we want is equal treatment.
All we want is equal treatment. That's right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Eddie the Bobbitt and Miller. I just walked into the studio. He'll be with me during the third hour tonight. Stay tuned.
The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Don't forget, coming up in the third hour, the top 10 moments for the political cesspool in 2012. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller certainly had a hand in a few of those, as I guess the entire staff did, Bill and Keith and Winston, even myself to an extent, I guess you could say. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be recapping and recounting the top 10 moments of the year that soon to be was 2012 here in the TPC. Don't miss it. It's coming up third and final hour. All right, Keith, you and I are both aficionados of good music and good movies. We've been talking about some of the Disney classics now that my daughter is getting old enough to watch movies at a single sitting. You know, she can, you know, before they get to about 3 years old, they just watch shows for a few minutes at a time and they lose interest. But now a movie is, some adults do that too, I guess. But now she's to the age where she can watch an entire movie reel to reel. We've been watching all the good stuff. Snow White, Cinderella, Dumbo. You brought over for Christmas, Keith, Peter Pan, and we watched that this week. And so I'm getting her acclimated to the good stuff. And that's something that you and I share, Keith. And I guess Eddie, too. All right, but there also used to be good TV shows. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, Leave It to Beaver, so on and so forth. Well, there's a new one now. This is more progress. More progress here. Remember the monogamous white couple, the Duggars, the stars of 19 Kids and Counting, and the scorn that was heaped upon them for having so many healthy, happy, and well-cared-for children? Let's see how the media reacts to this new show. A new show, a new reality show on the Oxygen Network. That's we actually have Oxygen. We have DirecTV, so we get it. The name of the show, the title of the show is All My Baby's Mamas. And here's the description of the show. And someone at the Oxygen Network has truly scraped the bottom of the barrel for this one. But the cable network has announced that the production of a new show, All My Baby's Mamas, which features the day-to-day drama-filled shenanigans of Atlanta rapper Shawty Lowe and his 10 baby mamas and their army of 11 children. The one-hit wonder rapper and G-Unit member, whose actual name is Carlos Walker, is surrounded by the women he bedded as well as their offspring. The project focuses on how everyone is vying for the attention of the homestead's head honcho, who, by the way, ain't nothing to look at. Each baby mama has an eye-catching title, such as First Lady Esria, I guess that's how you pronounce it, who handles the man's finances and who was actually engaged to him at one point after he'd already had three children. Then there's Angela, the fighter baby mama, Amanda, the jealous baby mama, Sujuan, the wannabe boogie baby mama, Tamra, the no-drama baby mama. This guy, the patriarch of the family, is 36 years old. He also has a 19-year-old girlfriend who is also featured on the show. She is a year younger than his oldest child, so that means he started procreating when he was 16. My guess is that she, too, will soon make her shameful announcement of a bun in the oven so that love will have an even dozen children. So this is the new stuff. This is new programming. More progress in media. Keith, more progress in media. I'm so thankful that we're progressing from the backwards days of the Nelsons, and we're getting shows like this that really capture the American experience. All My Baby's Mamas, Oxygen Network. Look for it soon.
He's a new 21st century version of Ward Cleaver, apparently, right? I tell you what, this is just, you know, it beggars belief. I believe it was H.L. Mencken that said, nobody ever went broke underestimating the taste of the American public. This is Jerry Springer visiting back to view the carnage caused by the proclivities of sexual license that have been sanctioned by liberalism. This is part of liberalism just as much as the civil rights movement, just as much as feminism, just as much as homosexual rights. This promiscuity and the consequences for society generally. You and I are supporting these children. Basically, Shawty, as he is called, is not having to come out 1 cent more, no matter how many more children he has, because the most they can take from one of these baby daddies is 50% of his income. So every child after two is on you and me. It's on our dime as taxpayers. Now, what this shows is, one, that our ancestors are right. They shouldn't allow these women to benefit and receive welfare benefits because they get knocked up by the likes of Shawty. All these folks right here, all of these mamas should have lost their children because they can't support them on their own. They should be in an orphanage where at least they would have a chance to be raised to be decent, law-abiding, moral individuals rather than living in the moral and financial cesspool that they apparently live in with Shawty and, you know, the various other baby mamas. It's like it's kind of a debased form of a harem with him as a sultan and all these baby mamas as a sultana. This is, that, you know, what do they say? You can't make this up. This is reality in America today. This is, furthermore, beyond reproach. Nobody dares to decry these people or put them down because of their immorality, or and nobody dares to suggest these children aren't being raised properly. In fact, we're supposed to admire these heroic single moms who got into this condition of their own volition. Shawty did not put a gun to their head in order to copulate with them, right? And this is what is, you know, and everybody except the perpetrators of this criminal behavior, and this was criminal behavior in a better America, this was, you know, nobody is supposed to think twice about this. This is supposed to be par for the course, and it's totally sanctioned and approved behavior in black-run America today.
Makes you glad you lived this long, right, Keith, to see progress like this manifest itself? I mean, how backwards America was, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson. I mean, that's a dysfunctional family. This is the true American.
This is reality.
This is real Americana. And this is progress. Yeah, I mean, that's the word liberals keep saying. Yeah, this is progress. Anything that had to do with the old America, the faith of our fathers, that was racist. It was homophobic. It was xenophobic. It was backwards. This is progress. It was immoral. Hey, you know, we did a story a week or two ago how a bunch of Somalian immigrants in Ohio had to receive a pepper spraying from police because they got out of hand when they ran out of coupons for free Section 8 housing. They were just giving away free housing. I mean, that's another civil right that, you know, you just get to live for free. Civil rights have expanded since the 60s. You get free housing now if you're non-white. And anyway, they ran out of apartments to give away to these people, and there was still some in line, and it got a little out of hand, and so they had to get sprayed down. Well, a similar occurrence happened in Huntsville, Alabama, this week before Christmas. Police used pepper spray on the crowd who were waiting in line to get a new pair of Nike Air Jordans, the tennis shoes. Huntsville police responded to the scene of a disturbance at the Madison Square Mall there in Huntsville, Alabama. According to eyewitnesses, around 100 people were waiting in line, and we have at thepoliticalcesspool.org the local news footage from this story, and everybody in line has something in common. And according to the witnesses, 100 of them were waiting in line to get the new Air Jordan Bred 11 shoes, which retail for about $200. $200 for tennis shoes. Police said that the shoes were not being released on the day that the people in the line, rather the people were waiting in line to receive tickets that would allow them to come back and get the shoes at a later date. Most people were waiting patiently until the mall doors opened, at which point the crowd got unruly and the police had to use pepper spray. Police said they didn't actually use the pepper spray on the people, but they just sprayed it in the general direction of the crowd. Everyone in line refused medical treatment because they did not want to lose their place in line. Now, Keith, if these folks or if the folks in Ohio who were waiting in line for the free housing would wait that long in line to get a job, a lot of these problems would be solved.
You know, they're going to wise up sooner or later, just like that guy in Connecticut whose child was at the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school but wasn't killed. They'll bring suit eventually, just like, remember the episode you're talking about, great stories in the past? This past year we had a story where two trolleys in Memphis that were being operated by black operators crashed into one another. You would think they would be able to see each other on a single track coming down the road, but they didn't. They crashed into each other, and the people riding on the trolleys apparently started hollering whiplash and calling their lawyers, and furthermore, they had black passerbys. They had that picture on the TV news, were jumping on board, pretending that they'd been on at the time of the crash so they could gin up a lawsuit. This is, I don't think these people are going to refrain from bringing their lawsuits.
that trolley thing, we covered it earlier in the year. Those trolleys only run during broad daylight, and they go about 2 miles an hour. Keith, I know you made a killing on some of those cases. So what are you talking about? All right, we're going to take a break. Top 10 moments of TPC's 2012 coming up in the third and final tonight. Stay tuned. Eddie the Bombardier Miller's in the studio with me.